Hey, what to do, sports world, and welcome to the Real Untouchable Podcast. I want to talk about this Dame Lillard situation. I'm not going to get into it that much. I got another segment that I talked about it a lot, but I will say this right here. Damian Lillard, hey, you're really making yourself look bad by what you're doing right now. People can say what they want to say. They can do what they want to do. They can be like, Dame Lillard, man, he gave his all in Portland. But did you really give your all? Did you really give the Portland Trailblazers all you had? Y'all made it to the Western Conference Final one time. The last two seasons, you was only played like 80 games. The last two seasons. And they're paying you $40, $50, $60 million a season. So it ain't no way that I'm going to tell you, going to tell me where you're going to play. If I tell you your ass is playing in Alaska, that's where you're going to. Like, it is no way I'm going to pay you $60 million and you tell me that the only team you want to play for is the Miami Heat. It's no way that that's going to happen. And until the Portland Trailblazers stand up and their owners say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. And that's what I would do. Same thing I would have did with the James Harden situation and the Kevin Durant situation. I would have said enough is enough, and I'm going to trade y'all whoever give me the best chance to win. Now, I will try to put y'all in the best position, okay? But I'm just not going to just negotiate with the Miami Heat. No, I'm not doing that. If the Boston Celtics give me a better trade deal, or the 76ers give me a better trade deal, or the Clippers give me a better trade deal than the Miami Heat, man, you're going to have to play for one of those teams. But for you and your agents to say that the Miami Heat are the only team you're going to play for? Dude, and then y'all compare this situation to LeBron James' situation? But first of all, don't ever compare Damian Lillard's situation to LeBron James' situation. Second of all, LeBron James' situation was totally different because LeBron was a free agent. He didn't sign no other contract with no other team. These players are signing a contract because they get more money. And then they ask for a trade only a year or 2 years into that contract. But this is what the NBA should do, and I'm going to let you all go. This is what the NBA should do. If you're making $60 million and you ask for a trade, you need to take away 30% of your salary. You give 30% or 40% of your salary back to that team. That's right there what the NBA should do. Because if they do that, watch how many NBA players, superstars, ask for a trade then. Probably none. I guarantee you none. So stop comparing this situation to the LeBron James situation, because it's totally different. LeBron James played out his contract. He was a free agent, and he picked where he wanted to go after that. That's what the man did. Everywhere LeBron has ever been, everywhere, every time he's ever left the team, he was free agent. That means you pick where you want to go to. Now, Kevin Durant, he signed a contract with the Brooklyn Nets. Year into his contract, he asked for a trade. But you know what? Don't let this right here with little Ben LeBron James that's doing the shenanigans that Dame Lillard is doing, that Kevin Durant is doing, that James Harden is doing. Man, the media, the fans, y'all would eat that up if this right here was LeBron James doing the same stuff. And that's right there why he's the GOAT. Because y'all don't want him to be the GOAT, and everything that he do is GOATish. You see what I'm saying? Hey, but thank you all again for listening to another great segment of The Real Untouchable Podcast with Ray Dix. Hey, peace, and have a blessed 4th of July. Peace.